We need to go back to the hotline as we bring in a man we haven't had on in a while. It's been almost a month since we last had our Hollywood guru, Al Harris, on with us. Al, how are you, my friend?
Great. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well, and you're a huge Browns guy. So before we get into the TV and movie talk, my friend, Freddie Kitchens, you like?
I love. And what I love the best is, you know, I'm out in L.A., so the way I get my news is usually through, like, Browns Twitter, follow some message boards, and it seems like the fans and the local media, everyone else, loves Freddie, but the national media hates it. I think it's the worst choice ever, and I love the difference between there, because I think it's the right move. There was no one I think this was a less inspiring crop of people that they interviewed, and even with, like, the names of Mike McCarthy, who I didn't want, McDaniels, like, the big names, like, I think we got the right guy for sure.
Only time will tell, but right now, at least in the court of public opinion locally, I would agree with what you just mentioned. It seems like people around here most definitely agree. Well, let's get into the reaction of the Golden Globes, my friend. I watched on Sunday a good chunk of it, didn't see all of it, but I thought the show altogether was fairly entertaining, but I wanted to get your reaction to some of the awards. You know, when it comes to Bohemian Rhapsody or A Star Was Born, some people believe that there was a snub. I didn't see Bohemian Rhapsody. I saw A Star Was Born. I thought it was okay. Everybody I spoke to that saw Bohemian Rhapsody certainly thought that it was a film that should have and could have won Best Film. You think they made the right decision there, or do you think A Star Was Born may have been snubbed?
Oh, I think they made the absolute wrong decision. I think it's everything I've heard, I haven't seen it yet, because the reviews were so lackluster. I had no real desire to see it. And from what I've heard, the only really good thing about the movie is that the performance was great. The director was canned halfway through and has been foiled in a lot of, sexual assault talk. And he's no longer a part of that movie. They brought in a new director. Neither director was thanked in the ceremony. It just seemed like a really big of a mess to win Best Picture. I hope it doesn't have a chance to win the Oscars, but again, who knows? It was weird. Not only that was weird, but their choice. The Golden Globes are always a little weird, right? Always. And this year, even more so. The Best Picture musical or comedy was Green Book, which seemed like fine. I thought the favorite's probably my favorite movie of the year, so I would have liked to have seen that win, but Green Book's fine. I don't think it has a shot for the Academy Awards. And Kominsky Method for Best Television Series, Musical or Comedy, I haven't seen it, so it might be great, but The Good Place is a fantastic Barry. It just seems like weird, weird choices. But, so I have an issue with Bohemian Rhapsody. From everything I heard, it's a great performance in a bad movie, and yet somehow it won Best Picture.
Do you think some of that's kind of the reason it kind of started to garner attention? Because if I'm incorrect, I think Sacha Baron Cohen was originally slated to play the lead singer of Queen.
Mercury.
Yeah, how did I screw that up? Freddie Mercury in this movie.
Well, Baron Cohen was originally, but had some disagreements with the band members. Mm-hmm. He wanted really to make it a little more controversial and not necessarily show everyone in such a great light. And I don't think it was just him. I think it was the writer as well. I think everyone from that project fell apart because they wanted to tell a different story that the band wasn't allowing to happen. So not only do we have this one, but it's a much like nicer version of what it could have been. So I don't know. It seems like, from what I heard, is just like a paint-by-numbers biopic, which I'm kind of over. It's the one the awards really like. Green Book seemed kind of the same way. Kind of gloss over, you know, the difficult stuff and really focus on the great and then end, you know, uplifting. But who knows? I mean, these are always going to be nominated. I just don't really expect them to win, and here we are.
What were your thoughts on Andy Samberg and Sandra Oh as the hosts? I thought, at least at the very beginning, they were kind of comical, did a decent job of keeping it nice and light. What were your thoughts on the overall production and them as hosts?
I thought they were fine. They're both very nice people. They're funny. Yeah, I thought they did a really good job. I think Golden Globe usually does a better job with the hosts than the Academy Awards do. If we remember, like, Polar and Faye were great. They usually do a better job with this. Sandberg threw a few jokes in there that I'm shocked he got away with, but for good reason, like the, you know, talking about Black Panthers being assassinated in San Francisco by the government, which was a very weird joke for them to allow to be said on a award ceremony, but I thought it was a great joke. And yeah, I thought he did a really good job. I don't think Sandra Oh obviously isn't really a comedian, but I thought she did really well with Andy Samberg. I didn't catch the whole Golden Globes. I caught the monologue and some of the stuff in between, but I thought they did a pretty solid job. It's a tough thing to do. And yeah, I enjoyed it. It wasn't like, you know, cracking me up, I'm on the ground laughing or anything, but it was fun.
I would agree with that. I think it was certainly solid, no question about it. Al Harris, our Hollywood guru, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. What did you make of Christian Bale's acceptance speech? I haven't seen this movie yet, man, and I'm dying to see Vice. I keep trying to talk my wife into going to see it. I've heard nothing but good things. His acceptance speech was, well, interesting.
Well, first off, I will never not double take hearing him speak in a British accent. It still blows my mind that he's British. Because of all the accents I've heard him do, that sounds the fakest. Even though I know that's his actual accent. But no, I thought the speech, he's always kind of like a surly, kind of weird guy from what I've heard, you know. I've heard he's a nice guy, but really like speaks his mind and can be a little curt. And I thought that's what the speech was. I thought it was a little, yeah, he called Dick Cheney the devil. He said some other, like, weird things. But I thought it was a fine speech. It didn't bother me at all. Dick Cheney is what he is. If you saw the movie, you know how they treat him in that movie. So I have no issue with him saying that stuff about him. And then the rest of the speech seemed just like Christian Bale doing it. But, yeah, I thought he deserved the win, and I thought the speech was good. It didn't bother me at all.
Give me the goods on the movie itself, man, because like I say, I'm dying to see it. Haven't heard many bad things about it. What were your thoughts on the movie, Vice?
So, I liked it. I liked it a lot, but, and I'm going to say this in a nice way, it's a mess. The movie in general is just a huge mess. It's trying to do a lot. It does a lot of like the weird kind of funny things that The Big Short did, which I think were much better than The Big Short, because The Big Short, in all senses, for all intents and purposes, is a comedy. Vice is more of a drama that throws in these comedic beats. And with Dick Cheney being very secretive, they don't have like a lot to work on, so they kind of like, you know, try and glue together as best they can the story of Dick Cheney. And because of that, it's definitely kind of a mess. But thoroughly enjoyable. The subject matter is an interesting guy, and how exactly he got to power and was able to do what he wanted to do while in power is very interesting. And all of the performances are spot on. Carell's great. Amy Adams is phenomenal. Obviously, Christian Bale's great. And Sam Rockwell as George Bush will never not make me laugh. So, yeah, definitely recommend it. But just know it's not going to be like the perfect movie.
All right. Fair enough. I'll keep that in mind when I head to the box office this weekend. One of the things we have
to... Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Did you see Holmes and Watson? I know how much you were loving it.
Yeah, yeah. I did see it.
Hasn't stopped talking about it since.
No, I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that. Okay, let me say this, Al. I did see Holmes and Watson.
Real quick, because I've seen the reviews. I haven't seen the movie. But the reviews are definitely not kind. So I just like to know, you being the super fan, I would love to know your opinion.
Okay, so here's the way I'll lay this out. It was not nearly as bad as some of those reviews stated. The movie wasn't great. The movie was okay, but it's not nearly as awful as some of these people have stated. You know, people saying, oh, I walked out after 10 minutes. I thought this was going to be a lot better. When those two get together, yes, you expect something maybe a little better, but it wasn't so awful that you felt like you had to walk out on it. It was almost as if they wanted to set the bar so incredibly low, so they paid people to make these reviews so that when you go to the movie, you think to yourself, oh, well, it wasn't as bad as some of the critics stated. There are some funny parts. It's not start to finish, laugh out loud, hilarious. There are some good parts, but it's not as great as Step Brothers or Talladega Nights. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So do you believe the rumor that Netflix turned it down because it was an utter disaster?
I wouldn't call it an utter disaster. Maybe it wasn't to Netflix's liking. Yeah. I don't know. But I wouldn't call it an utter disaster. Again, it's not as funny as their other movies. But it's not bad either. I mean, I walked in there after reading all those reviews, and I thought, is this thing really going to be that awful? Is it not going to be funny at all? There were some pretty funny parts, I thought. It wasn't, again, it wasn't great. But when you read those reviews, you expect it to be so awful and not funny in any way, shape, or form. It was funny, but it just wasn't anything that blew me away.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, we'll get...
I want to know Al's take. Have you seen Bird Box yet, Al?
I have not.
Yeah. Would you watch that garbage in the words of somebody else?
So you hate it, huh?
No, I liked it a lot, actually. I asked Bull if he'd seen it, and he said, oh, I'm not watching that garbage. I thought it was interesting. Look, take it for what it's worth. I don't know why all these people are trying to put metaphors on it. I didn't really catch any.
Yeah.
I just thought it was an interesting movie. It's like A Quiet Place, but I haven't seen that yet. So, I mean, it kind of stepped in for that in my role. So since I haven't seen that, I didn't have a mind on that.
It's definitely on my list.
I thought it was worthwhile.
Yeah, I'll definitely check it out.
All right.
And then we can talk to Bull about it being garbage or not.
Sure.
All right, fair enough. We'll see if one man's trash is another man's treasure. We'll see.
I just asked him the other day. He called it garbage. I was just curious on anyone else's take.
Al Harris, our Hollywood guru, joins us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Tying things back to the Golden Globes, I thought one of the highlights, the whole Carol Burnett award, I thought was kind of cool. The way they presented that, I thought was fantastic with Steve Carell. But clearly, my favorite part of the entire night was the honoring of the dude in the speech that came after from Jeff Bridges. Can we both agree? First ballot Hall of Famer. Guy's a legend. And I thought that speech was very dude-ish of him.
Yeah. Oh, obviously, he's a first-time Hall of Famer. But, yeah, I mean, the guy's been acting since he was born, but, like, lead role since, like, the 70s. He's been in pretty much everything. He's always interesting, even in bad movies. I mean, the guy gets older. He was nominated for Hell or High Water, won for Crazy Heart, which is one of my favorites. I think the guy's rock solid, and that speech was as quintessential Jeff Bridges as it possibly could have been. Not only was it very dude-ish, the people he was thanking, you don't hear that. Like, the craziest part of that whole thing, being someone in the industry and seeing this, is that his stand-in, for those that don't know, is the person that basically, when the camera is setting up and the lights are setting up, they have someone stand in for the actor so that they can light the actor while he's taking a break. And the fact that he's had the same stand-in for 70 films, since he started, is mind-boggling. And that's kind of crazy. And I thought that was a very interesting story, and I'm glad he was able to thank that guy. And that's what it seemed like, just a guy like, you know, he always seemed like a blue-collar, just like down-earth guy, just, you know, thanking everyone he could, you know, even the low guys, even guys who weren't even in the industry. It was a very refreshing speech, and I wouldn't expect anything else from Jeff Bridges.
Hopefully he had a white Russian when he was done giving that speech. You know, you looked at all those tables, they had those big old bottles of Moet, and I'm sure they probably enjoyed some of that, but I hope the dude certainly sank a white Russian or two after he gave that speech.
For sure.
Oh, good stuff, my man. Well, we close out every interview by asking you for your picks to click. And, you know, January, high viewership, a lot of interesting things on television right now, also on the streaming platforms as well. What are this week's picks to click?
Well, starting out the year, there's a ton. There's True Detective coming out this year. They're coming out this week. You're the Worst, final season, which is one of my favorite comedies. Brooklyn Nine-Nine comes back. There's a movie on Netflix coming out called Sex Education that comes out on Friday. That's supposed to be really, really good. But my pick to click is a show that's actually been out since June on Hulu. It's a Canadian sitcom that's been on Canada for a while, and just got on Hulu in June. The first two seasons, all six were released like a week ago. I binged it this weekend, and Bull, it is right up your alley. It's a show called Letterkenny. I think it's one of the funniest sitcoms I've seen in a long time. It's just about this rural town in Canada. It's a lot of inside jokes, a lot of jokes that build over episodes. It's all about like wordplay and like Canadian slang and just Canadian archetypes, and it's absolutely hysterical. It's the sitcoms they don't make in the U.S. anymore for many reasons, yeah. But I think it's phenomenal, and Bull, I think it's right up your alley.
The FCC wouldn't let a show like that on the air here around here. But no, I don't know if you've seen the episode or not, but there's a specific gas station around here that has all dressed chips, and I can't stop but think of that particular episode when I see those there.
So, Matt, you've seen it. You
agree
with me?
I love that show. Yeah, yeah. I found them probably not the correct way on YouTube. Somebody had pointed them out to me, and even with the little screen in the corner, it's a very funny show. And I'm a big hockey fan, and there's a lot of hockey references in there.
Yeah, the hockey slang is something I didn't know about, and is one of the funniest parts of the show. I'm guessing, Bull, you haven't seen it yet.
I have not seen it. I have not heard of it. Yeah,
it's a great show.
Check it out. It's if there's anything very Bull-like, yeah. I think this is it. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Based on the fact, I don't have a Hulu subscription, but based on this knowledge, I may end up getting one.
All right. I would recommend it. All right. Thank you, guys.
Al, thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure. Al Harris, our Hollywood insider, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Great stuff. I'm going to check that out, man.
Yeah, it's a great show. Very humorous, but it's very adult humor, I will say that. So I wouldn't watch it with little ones, for sure.
All right. We'll talk off air. Yeah. We'll have to discuss where you found those things on YouTube, so maybe I could check out a couple of snippets.
All right.